Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Ben Shapiro here, and you're about to listen to the audio-only version of Debunked, my newest series, where I dismantle and debunk a common leftist myth each episode in 15 minutes or less. If you like what you hear, go to dailywire.com/subscribe, use promo code DEBUNKED for 20% off, and become a member today. It's the only way to get the full experience. The show has a documentary feel with amazing visuals to help guide you through a plethora of stats, studies, and facts. And you can binge the entire first season right now on The Daily Wire. Go to dailywire.com/subscribe, use promo code DEBUNKED for 20% off. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So here is my advice to you. Take your Raycons with you. A pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference no matter what you're listening to. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great. They feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. I use my Raycons to listen to podcasts, watch TV, listen to music. Right now, you can do the same. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners. Here's what you've got to do to go get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben. There, you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. It's such a good deal, you'll want to grab a pair and a spare. That is 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. That's buyraycon.com/Ben. 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. Grab yourself a pair of Raycons. You're not going to regret it. The best pair of wireless earbuds on the market. And you get 15% off right now at buyraycon.com/Ben for 15% off. The post office is a wonderful place, but if you can avoid the lines, why not just do so by heading on over to stamps.com? With stamps.com, you don't have to go to the post office ever again. You can mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. We've been using stamps.com here at Daily Wire since 2017. No more wasting our time. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. It's a must-have for any business. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop shipping out orders, or just navigating this hybrid work life, stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It is indeed that simple. With stamps.com, you get discounts of up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com, it's a no-brainer. It saves you time, it saves you money. Stop wasting your time going to the post office. Head on over to stamps.com. Instead, no risk with my promo code Shapiro. Get a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Shapiro. That is stamps.com, promo code Shapiro, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Dr. Levine, do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex?
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field.
The specific question was about minors. Let's be a little more specific since you evaded the question. Do you support the government intervening to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and/or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field.
The answer, clearly, is yes, as Levine even told a former Trump administration official. Just pause on that for a moment and think about how crazy that is. Now, in the past few years, you've heard a lot of statements that sound like we must not raise boys as boys and girls as girls because we just can't be sure that kids actually have the sex assigned to them at birth. You've heard that some people are men in women's bodies or women in men's bodies. You may even have heard that if you're a straight dude and you don't want to have sex with a trans woman, meaning a biological male, this makes you gay. All of this is insane, patent nonsense. males and females reproduce with one another in the human species. We've known this for quite a while. The simple reality is that the human species is sexually dimorphic. Sex is binary. We come in two brands, male and female. Typically, those who have the XY chromosomes are male. Those who have XX chromosomes are female. Males and females differ. They differ in size and shape and musculature, brain function. As neuroscientist Steven Pinker says, differences between the sexes are part of the human condition. There are certainly people who have anomalous genetic conditions, like Klinefelter syndrome, in which a person has two X chromosomes and a Y chromosome, and in whom breast development looks female while male genitalia are present. Overall, disorders of sexual development affect one in every 5,000 births. Now, the presence of abnormal development does not mean that sex is a spectrum. To suggest otherwise, it would be the same thing as saying that because one child every few thousand is born with three toes, this means that the number of toes in the human being is a spectrum, or that a person with three toes might actually be a sloth human, a three-toed sloth human. All reproduction is rooted in the presence of sexual dimorphism. To pretend otherwise is biologically nonsensical. That's why, to end a conversation on transgenderism, just ask for a simple, non-self-referential definition of the terms man and woman. When I say non-self-referential, I mean, you can't say, I feel like a woman, therefore I am a woman. For advocates of biology, the answer for what is woman or what is man is simple. You can look at chromosomes, SRY genes, reproductive systems for verifiable answers to the question. For advocates of the position that some biological men are women or vice versa, there is no standard that can be applied. A man can become a woman or a woman a man at any time, without reference to any objective standard or any stable definition of man or woman whatsoever. So according to our pseudo-medical activists, gender identity is completely separate from sex. The separation between gender and sex relies on a simple fallacy, that gender is entirely socially constructed and thus separate from biology. Gender in this iteration would be all the various feminine qualities that adhere to womanhood, or the masculine qualities that adhere to being a male. According to these folks, gender and sex are completely different. Right? All of those gendered notions of femininity, they're completely separate from being a biological female. This Cartesian notion that you can be a woman in a man's body, a soul in the machine, because your gender is separate from your sex, is utterly unsupportable at any level. Everyone understands there are some attributes that are generally considered more masculine. Chopping wood, being dumb.
I'm whizzing with the door open, and I love it.
And some that are considered more feminine. Being caring, being nice, right? These are distinctions that do appear in virtually all cultures. Some of that is undoubtedly biologically oriented, and some is undoubtedly social construction. But it is simply ridiculous to suggest that if a boy is effeminate, he's actually a girl. Or that if a girl is masculine, she might actually be a boy. But this is what gender theorists argue. The origins of the gender identity movement lie with a professor of medical psychology at Johns Hopkins in the 1960s. His name was John Money. After twin boys were born, and after a botched circumcision destroyed one boy's penis, that boy was raised as a girl. By the time that boy was a teenager, the boy felt extraordinary discomfort because he was biologically male, and his parents told him the truth. Both twins ended up killing themselves in their mid-30s. That didn't stop John Money from founding the Johns Hopkins Gender Identity Clinic in 1965. His theory was children could identify as members of the opposite sex and that radical surgery was the proper solution, that inside, these kids were members of the opposite sex in reality, and that surgery would merely make their bodies align with their identity. Money claims that, quote, the gender identity gate is open at birth for a normal child, no less than for one born with unfinished sex organs, and would stay that way for at least a year. So in other words, you could have a full biological boy with finished sex organs, and his gender identity was still open. Brains and bodies were considered in direct opposition, completely separate from one another, contra science. Radical feminists like Judith Butler began arguing that all gender was socially constructed, and that therefore all inequalities in outcome between men and women could be laid at the feet of an evil sexist society. If gender is a meaningless social construct created by society, why does it matter more than sex, which is actual real biology? And why is gender more real than biology itself? Why would anyone need to change his or her body in order to align with gender, a social construction, when gender and sex are completely separate in the first place? Gender dysphoria which is what we're talking about here, is a serious and tragic disorder. It is also extremely rare. According to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, 5th edition, those who had received a diagnosis of gender identity disorder or transsexualism and were seeking hormone treatment and or surgery represented just 0.005 to 0.014% for males and 0.002 to 0.003% for females. Those stats are now rising dramatically.
We have that big announcement from an Oscar-nominated actor announcing he is transgender. Elliot Page came out publicly with a post about his identity.
And in that post, now liked nearly 2.5 million times. The more I hold myself close and fully embrace who I am, the more I dream, the more my heart grows, and the more I thrive. And guys, that's what we love to see.
Yes, he is going to help so many. Janae, thank you so much. To love who I am.
People suffering from gender dysphoria, which, in its non-politicized definition, means the persistent belief that you are a member of the opposite sex, have a tragically high suicidal ideation and depression rate. That suicidal ideation rate remains tragically high after surgical and hormonal treatment. Longitudinal studies that are good just do not exist on the efficacy of these measures. And the mental health problems associated with gender dysphoria remain extremely damaging, even in particularly accepting societies. But suffering from a mental disorder does not change your underlying sex any more than believing that you are Napoleon Bonaparte makes you Napoleon Bonaparte. Transgender activists make an objective claim about reality based on subjective internal feelings. That's unsustainable. What's more, transgender activists demand that you abandon reason, biology, privacy, even the ability to raise your kids in concert with reality in favor of a delusional quasi-religious worldview in which gender and sex are completely segregated and a boy can be a girl and a girl a boy. Now, none of this means that anybody suffering from gender dysphoria ought to be mistreated. Anybody with any sort of disorder ought to be treated with nothing but sympathy and care. But this does mean that a society that seeks to propagandize to children that they can switch their gender is both lying to kids and doing them psychological harm in the process. Unfortunately, that's exactly what our society is now teaching kids in public schools. Anti-biological nonsense, including the lie that you might just be a different gender with different pronouns. And it's not just that. With the new Equality Act,
the motion is adopted.
The Biden administration and the Democratic Party are seeking to promote the idea that any institution that doesn't mimic these lies has to be destroyed. Religious institutions are not exempted from federal regulations that demand that men who identify as women be treated as women. And this is true in sports, in restrooms. Ironically, feminists who sought to protect women from men have now seen female spaces completely destroyed because they can't define female and male properly. Most shockingly, we're now a society that demands that parents hand over their kids to the tender mercies of political actors masquerading as medical specialists. If you have a 12-year-old at school with a headache, the school nurse cannot prescribe to them Tylenol without calling you first. But we now have officials in states and in the federal government suggesting that if a 12-year-old says that she is a boy, the school should be able to prescribe puberty blockers without calling a parent. That is a sick society. In the end, a man claiming to be a woman is making an unsustainable claim. He can't even know what it is like to be a woman because he is not one. A man with surgeries and hormone treatment does not become a woman, nor does a man who simply declares himself a woman. All of this is insane propaganda that is being propagated for political purposes. So, no, a man cannot become a woman or a woman a man. Alrighty, folks, if you enjoyed the audio-only version of Debunked, you will love the video version. And this episode is just the tip of the iceberg. Get the entire first season available right now exclusively at The Daily Wire. Seriously, the show looks fantastic. It's got a documentary feel. There are some excellent visuals. Plus, you can get my show notes with links and resources to all of the data used all in one place when you're a member. Become a member today. Go to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use promo code Debunked for 20% off.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.